Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Randy Baxter. We're going to be talking about Baxter Cycle and the Great Rally. Good morning to you, Randy.
Hi, good morning, Juan. How are you?
I'm good, and you look pretty calm, cool, and collected for a big event. Actually, this is your 31st year. Can you believe that, Randy?
Not really, no. Time kind of slips by in a hurry anymore, it seems like.
That's right. Okay, and this is... especially for anyone who's on two wheels, I guess, is to come on over to Baxter Cycle in Marnie and see what's going on. It's kind of a festival atmosphere, Randy.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of people, come and go, and it's not real highly structured. There's no set time and place where anybody has to be. They can do what they want to do, but we do provide, a lot of things that they can do. It's just a great ride to come over here and look around, see what's going on.
Okay, you start this evening, and of course, that'll be a smaller group. Kind of who shows up on Friday night?
Oh, whoever wants to. I mean, it's open to anybody, on two wheels or four wheels. If they want to join us on the ride, we usually go through Walnut, go up north to 44, and then over down through Kimbleton and to the Danny Shin there in Elkhorn. So we've got the back room reserved. We usually have anywhere from 40 to 60 people that join us on the Friday night supper ride. So we leave here at from the shop at 6:30. So
okay, come on over on your wheels and join that. Okay, what's kind of the schedule for Saturday?
Well, Saturday we start here. We get things going around 9 o'clock in the morning. We're doing 2 days of demo rides. We've got about 14-15 new Triumphs that we're going to be using as demos for both days, and we have Motorcycle Safety Foundation instructors, that do the demo rides. They have leaders and followers. You have to sign up for the demo rides, and you have to be there, at the time you sign up for. We usually do the run from here, Marnie, into the outskirts of Lank, turn around there in Meter's parking lot, and then come on back. It's a nice road, some nice curves. Kind of gives you a good feel on what the bikes are like.
Okay, and that's really the purpose, right? Somebody might be interested in a new bike just to kind of get the feel for it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we found that, this works really good, to let people try out the bikes. It may not generate sales, this weekend, but I've had customers come back, like 2 years later and said, I was here 2 years ago for your open house, rode this bike, says, I've been saving my money for the last 2 years. Here it is. I want the bike. So
never know, do you? And I noticed also one of the things on the schedule, both for Saturday and Sunday, is a seminar by Craig Vetter. Tell me about Craig Vetter.
Well, I've known Craig for a long time. Craig is kind of an icon in the motorcycle industry. Anybody that knows anything about motorcycles, especially going back to the 70s, that if you had a motorcycle back in the 70s, there's a good chance that it would have had a Vetter fairing on it, or Vetter saddlebags, or something that Craig Vetter's company made, as an accessory item, for your motorcycle back in those days. Craig also designed the Triumph Hurricane for BSA Corporation back in 1969. They actually did produce, the motorcycle he designed, and it was really a real innovation, and it kind of changed the style of motorcycles, mm-hmm. From that point on. So.
And obviously, he's keeping up to date here. If he's doing seminars now, he's not just resting on his laurels from the 70s. He's kind of keeping up to date with what's happening and what should be happening.
Yeah, he still does design work. He also sponsors a fuel mileage competition every year. Really interesting stuff that he does there. I believe they've gotten motorcycles to get over 300 miles per gallon on some of these competitions. At the end of this competition, they'll also have a secondary competition, on a racetrack to see whoever can go the farthest on a nickel's worth of gas wins. So,
sounds kind of fun. And when you say 300, of course, that's in a contest, we're all going, oh my goodness, maybe we should think about changing our vehicles when we're talking about that kind of mileage.
Well, it's things like that that actually do move things forward. These things come out, technology can come out of these kind of competitions that maybe helps us all. It would certainly be nice if we were all getting, 50 or 60 miles or 70 miles per gallon out of our car instead of what we're getting today. But, right. That being said, I mean, I remember back in the 70s when, 10 miles a gallon was kind of the average. So things are getting better, but it's things like this that move it forward. So
okay. Now, another thing that you do. There are several meals included, but the important thing about those meals, I think, you really involve the community in this, Randy. Of course, it's pretty necessary, but I think it's a great thing for the community. Let's talk a little bit about those that are involved along the way.
Well, that's true, but it's a two-way street. I couldn't do this without the community, you know, involvement and with them, you know, backing and supporting me on this thing. It, you know, we've got the Boy Scouts serving breakfast on Saturday and Sunday morning. They do a great job. It's a good experience for them, and that's kind of their main fundraiser for the year. The Marnie Fire Department will be here on Saturday from, I believe, 11 till 2, serving meals. And they're using the Cass County Fair concession trailer, which, you know, that's the first year we've done that. But I think that's going to work real well. Should be a good fundraiser for the fire department. And then on Sunday, the community club here in Marnie does the, you know, the noon meal. And that's kind of a big undertaking. It, you know, we serve anywhere from 700 to 1,200 people, you know, that day. So they've got it kind of down to a science. You know, it works real well. They've got, you know, it all figured out. You know, they run kind of four serving lines at one time. And with this new shelter that we have here in town at the park, you know, it works really well. Mm-hmm. So.
Giving those numbers kind of leads to my next question. You say 700 people or more are going to be here. Where all do people come from?
They come from all over. Just all over. I mean, we have people that come in from, you know, from Texas and, you know, Illinois and Missouri. And, you know, they're a pretty good contingent that comes up from Kansas City every year. All over Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota. So mm-hmm. come from a long ways away. Mm-hmm.
And at the rallies, do you usually have any foreign visitors? I know you do during the year.
Well, we do during the year. There's nobody from overseas that's going to be here that I know of this year, but you never know who might show up. So
yeah, they don't have to pre-register to just show up, do they?
Nope. All I got to do is show up. So,
okay. And those, I think I want to also mention when we talk about people from overseas, you do quite a bit of business from overseas. And some time ago, heard about you doing some work with people in Japan, a special project. Are you still doing that?
Well, we do ship bikes to Japan. There's a school over there that we've worked with for, you know, quite a few years. They teach motorcycle restoration, and you know, they'll buy about, you know, four or five bikes at a time that need restored, and works really good for them. I mean, they you know, they get these bikes from us. You know, I'm sure they're charging a tuition, you know, from students to do this. And they end up with, you know, four or five restored motorcycles mm-hmm. at the end of the, mm-hmm. you know, the class cycle. Yeah. So.
And lots of good experience for those very good students. Randy, a little bit of history. When did you get interested in motorcycles? When did you have your first motorcycle?
Well, my first motorcycle ride, I was probably about 5 years old. I've got an uncle that showed up at the farm on an old junky Indian motorcycle and asked me if I wanted to go for a ride down the dirt road, and I did, and it was a lot of fun, and it just, you know, made a, you know, an impression that that has always stayed with me. So mm-hmm.
yeah, really, really good memory. So again, let's kind of go over this. If anybody's interested in seeing the new Triumph bikes, because they can come and try those out, and when they try those out, I assume there might be some different models that they can choose from to try them out or not.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a good cross section of everything that Triumph offers that'll be available for a demo ride. Right now, Triumph has about 20 different models to choose from. So, you know, whatever kind of, you know, riding that you want to do, Triumph probably has a bike that'll suit your needs. So.
Okay. And one last question, because I went on your website, and you have antique bikes. If somebody's a collector or just wants to own it, I guess you could still ride them, right?
Yeah, you can, but it's not like a new bike. It, yeah. You know, you have to have own tools and know how to use them. So,
okay.
I mean, they're old bikes are fun and all that, but they're not for, you know, the let's say the tool impaired. So,
okay. Got to know how to take care of them. So, Randy, anybody who's interested in the bikes, come on over on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and join the fun at the 31st Baxter Cycle Rally.
Okay, yeah, I hope to see everybody over here. It's a good time, but you're welcome to come and go and join in the festivities.
All
so.
Right. And that's all happening, of course, in Marnie, Iowa. So until next time, think about getting better acquainted with what's in your own backyard before you start searching the world.